Saga Egmont presents One Day in Winter by Shari Lowe, read by Kathleen McCarran. To John, Callan and Brad. Everything. Always. Once upon a time, there was Lila Anderson, 29, social media darling, selfie addict. Girlfriend of trendy menswear boutique owner Cammy Jones and mistress to heart surgeon Ken Manson. Jack Anderson, 54. Lila's enigmatic father and checkbook. Louise Anderson, 51. Lila's mother. Jack's patient, understanding and hopelessly devoted wife. Caro Anderson, 32. Teacher. Single, on a mission to find the father who walked out on her and her mother and disappeared without a trace. Yvonne Anderson, 54. Caro's mum, abandoned by Caro's father. Todd Smith, 32. Caro's cousin, provider of moral support, hairstylist extraordinaire, and son of Auntie Pearl and Uncle Bob, now living in Spain. Jared Bock, 29, Todd's Canadian fiancé. Bernadette Manson, 50s, devoted nurse at Glasgow Central A&E, loving mum, Kenneth Manson's long-suffering wife. Kenneth Manson, 52, eminent cardiac surgeon, controlling husband, cheating arse who has had a 7-year affair with Lila. Nina and Stuart, 29 and 22. Kenneth and Bernadette's adult children. Sarah Delany, 50s. Bernadette's lifelong friend. Found late life love again with Piers on a Mediterranean cruise. Now wants to help Bernadette find happiness. Cammy Jones, 41. Gym god. Owner of hipster menswear boutique, Camden. Lila's boyfriend. Josie Kearney, late 60s, Cammy's friend of many years, self-appointed surrogate aunt, proposal saboteur. Val Murray, 50s, Josie's best pal and partner in crime, a middle-aged Scottish mother with a huge heart and a sharp tongue. Mel Kearney, the unrequited love of Cammy's life, now happily married to Josie's son Michael and living in Italy. Digby Donnelly, assistant manager at Cammy's menswear store, Camden. Jen Collins, Cammy's friend and owner of the shop next door, Sun, Sea, Ski. With appearances from Marge, discreet PA to Dr. Kenneth Manson. Fred Johnson, Lila's boss. Suze, owner of Pluckers, trendy hair and beauty salon. Boss of Rod, Daisy and Kylie. Jean Pascal, incredibly handsome French football player. Prologue. Saturday the 23rd of December. 1 minute past midnight. It was nothing like a scene from Grey's Anatomy. You know, when alarms sound and pagers go off, and the model-esque doctor who was having sex with her unfeasibly gorgeous boss in the on-call room leaps to her feet, all tousled hair and bee-stung lips, pulls on her scrubs and charges to the rescue, not even stopping to adjust her bra before she saves the day. Nothing like that at all. If this were a TV drama, the writers would be told to get back to the drawing board, add a bit of excitement, a touch of jeopardy, and perhaps some lascivious underwear before bringing the scene back to the director. Because this was understated. Just a person lying on a bed in a hospital room, breathing. There was no time to say goodbye. No time for regrets or recriminations. No time to wait until the loved ones had gathered by the bed to bid them farewell. They didn't know that somewhere out there...